This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces on Thursday launched massive missile strikes on Ukraine's Kyiv and Chernihiv regions, areas that have not been targeted in weeks, while Ukrainian officials announced an operation to liberate an occupied region in the country's south. VOA contributor Anna Chernikova tells us that the Ukrainians in almost every region woke up very early to the sounds of the missile strikes.
Because starting from 4 a.m., air raid sirens were on in many different regions. What we know from the official sources by the Ukrainian officials that more than 20 missiles were launched by Russian forces on the territory of Ukraine, and they were from three directions. So basically, Kalibr missiles came from Black Sea, Iskander's missiles came from the Homel region in Belarus, and X-22 missiles from 222 aircraft came from the territory of Russia.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin warns a possible prisoner swap with the U.S. involving American basketball star Brittany Griner must be negotiated behind the scenes.
As the basketball player Brittany Griner's trial in Russia continues, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov is warning a possible prisoner swap needs to be moved along quietly, without fanfare. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Washington had offered Russia a deal that would bring home Griner and another jailed American, Paul Whelan. A person familiar with the matter says the proposed exchange involves convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, once labeled the merchant of death. I'm Charles.